It's a fraternity, Tau Kappa Epsilon, and a sorority, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated.
Dr. Ben Stubbs is the Associate Dean of Students and Director of Student Involvement at UWF. He says the investigation into the violations of conduct by that fraternity began some time ago.
Correct. That process is complete. The fraternity can still appeal. It did accept responsibility for the violations, but it could still appeal the sanction.
And what is the sanction?
The sanction is a minimum 5-year suspension from being recognized on campus.
And what are the infractions? How specific can you get on that?
In the message that Dr. Saunders sent out today, she described that the infractions were related to an event that was unregistered, that should have been properly registered with our office, at which behaviors that were considered hazing behaviors that involved coerced drinking, high-risk behaviors occurred at that event. The investigation related to Zeta Phi Beta is still ongoing, and so we can't comment on that one.
There are sanctions against the organizations. How about students? Have any individual students been suspended or disciplined?
Currently, there aren't any charges for violations of the code of conduct to any students, but that it is possible that those could occur.
In her open letter released Friday morning, UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders said, quote, "Although we remain committed to the growth and success of the fraternity and sorority community at UWF, we must hold all our student organizations to the standards set forth by the university in the interest of our students' safety and success. I expect our fraternity and sorority chapter members to take all appropriate measures to ensure that chapter activities adhere to university standards and regulations." It's been about 2 weeks since Florida State University indefinitely suspended all fraternities and sororities on campus after the death of a pledge. Dr. Stubbs says all schools are on high alert for violations.
Certainly in the state of Florida and nationally, there's a lot of interest and a lot of concern regarding the experience of fraternity and sorority members. The scrutiny is very high right now. And as always, it's a good opportunity for us to reflect on our processes and the steps we're taking to ensure the safety of our students.
Since the FSU suspension of all Greek activities, has this upped your radar a bit?
Absolutely. In these situations, and as always, we follow our process whenever we receive information that potential violations of the code are occurring. And in this case, it was no different. The only difference is that in light of the current conversation and current interest in this issue, Dr. Saunders felt it was important to make sure that we communicated openly with our community about what was happening.
The University of West Florida began this semester with 20 Greek life organizations on campus. There are currently no plans to mirror FSU and suspend all on-campus organizations.
Our preference would be to avoid a community-wide or system-wide response to these concerns. That said, the Board of Governors has expressed support for those actions taken at Florida State. We believe in our community, the vast majority of our students and our organizations are behaving and operating as they should be. And so we want to make sure those organizations can continue to do so. But that said, we have to be responsive to the expectations of the Board of Governors and the Board of Trustees, and we will be.
Are there any planned meetings or discussions going on about that?
Absolutely. We're going to be meeting with the presidents and advisors of our chapters here on campus in the coming weeks. Those are a regular occurrence, but the topics of those conversations will certainly be affected by these ongoing happenings and the level of concern about safety. We do have an open forum for all members of the UWF community and all stakeholders to give us input about the direction of fraternity and sorority life on campus. This was scheduled anyways. This is something that we announced several weeks ago and that was going to be happening as we turn the corner and look at what the future is going to be for fraternity and sorority life at UWF. But we welcome all participants. The open forum will be held on December 4th, Monday, December 4th at 5 p.m. in the University Conference Center Ballroom.
So those meetings going to be pretty interesting this time.
I hope so. The general tone from our student leaders is very constructive. There's a statewide call of fraternity and sorority leaders that's going to happen next week, and some of our students are going to participate in that. I believe everybody feels the need to buy into moving forward in a way that is sustainable for fraternity and sorority life, and I'm excited to work with our students to do that.
And again, that open forum will be held at the UWF Conference Center Ballroom on Monday, December 4th at 5 p.m. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.